On New York University Week, when does consciousness start for newborns? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Claudia Passos Ferreira, assistant professor of bioethics, considers this question.
Are newborn babies conscious? Do they consciously experience the world? Newborns display behaviors like opening their eyes and reacting to stimuli. But we know many behaviors can occur without consciousness. Historically, it was believed that newborns couldn't experience pain. Because of this, surgical procedures like circumcision were performed without anesthetics. These days, most people accept that newborns are conscious and can feel pain, but some still dispute this view. In my research as a philosopher, I analyze evidence for and against consciousness in newborns. This is challenging because the standard sources of evidence about consciousness rely on verbal reports and on following commands. That sort of evidence isn't available for nonverbal infants. One recent source of evidence comes from neuroscience. Neuroscientists have found in neuro and behavior processes that correlate with consciousness in adults. It's now feasible to detect some of these processes in infants. One piece of new evidence comes from auditory expectation violations, where we play sequences of tones to infants, like beep, 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 boop. We found that their brains have signals of surprise when hearing an audible sound, similar to those found in adult humans, suggests a conscious reaction. The weight of evidence supports the idea that newborns are conscious, but the issues remain complex. By applying science from the science of consciousness, we will develop a full understanding of how infants experience the world.
That was Claudia Passos Ferreira of New York University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.